The first official visit to Tehran by an EU foreign policy chief since 2008. Catherine Ashton, EU foreign policy chief, arrived in Tehran heading a political-economic delegation. In a meeting, Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and the EU's official discussed issues of mutual interests.
It's a very good opportunity to have a discussion with high-ranking Iranian officials about issues that don't only relate to the nuclear talks. So she knows the foreign minister extremely well from the nuclear negotiations, but this visit is about much more than that. It's a bilateral visit, the first bilateral visit by an EU official for several years. And it's to talk about a whole range of issues of mutual interest and concern to the European Union and Iran.
After the meeting, the EU foreign policy chief and Iran's foreign minister held a joint press conference. EU's Ashton said that the interim agreement reached over Tehran's nuclear program in Geneva last November is a really important deal.
And I think this interim agreement is really, really important, but not as important as the comprehensive agreement that we are currently engaged in. Difficult, challenging, there's no guarantee we'll succeed, but I think it's very important with the support of the people of Iran for the work that is going on by the minister and his team, and with the support of the international community for my work, that we should aim to try and succeed.
Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister for his part said Tehran is determined to reach an agreement over its civilian nuclear program, but that it will only accept a solution which recognizes the nation's nuclear rights.
Iran will only accept a solution that is respectful, that respects the rights of the Iranian people, and at the same time, Iran finds it in its own interest to make sure that there are no ambiguities about Iran's intentions, because we have no intention to seek nuclear weapons.
Catherine Ashton has also met with other senior Iranian officials, including Iran's President Hassan Rouhani and Speaker of the Iranian Parliament Ali Larijani, to discuss different aspects of relations between Tehran and the European Union.
There's always been a good working relationship between High Representative Ashton and Minister Zarif. But of course, we all know how difficult the negotiations will be, so we hope that the good work that was achieved in November can be continued in the comprehensive agreement.
Iran and the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council plus Germany aim to reach a final agreement to fully resolve the decade-old dispute over the Islamic Republic of Iran's nuclear energy program. The two sides wrapped up their latest round of nuclear negotiations in Vienna, Austria on February 20th and are set to meet again in the Austrian city on March 17th to continue their negotiations.
The visit to Tehran by EU foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton seemed to open a new chapter in relations between Iran and the European Union, which according to experts will contribute to the positive atmosphere of talks between Iran and the P5+1 group. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.